Welcome back. It has been a while. I know. The world is on fire and exploding. Everyone's sick and everyone is dying. And we all have mental illnesses that keep us from moving forward with our podcast on a regular schedule. But I'm so excited to be back. Very thrilled. Thank you for everyone that has been listening. We just past 1300 downloads, which is very exciting for me. I know it's small, but for not having put anything out in a while, it is very exciting that there are still people listening. So thank you. And thank you to the people who follow and subscribe on Patreon. Very excited that we're going to start releasing videos along with these audio episodes for subscribers of the Patreon to be able to see behind the scenes, see what we look like. Listen, what am I doing with my hands? If you're subscribing to the Patreon, you could see that I was cupping my breath. Anyway, very excited to be back here today with a very exciting topic that I think we have hit on and mentioned about discussing in previous episodes with another two-timer guest, one of my dear friends who has recently relocated across the country, hundreds and hundreds, possibly even thousands of miles away from me.
It's 2000.
I asked her to type a bio and she did not. So I don't have anything to give you. She has two animals, used to have fish, still has fish, but probably not by the time this comes out. keep that in. You loved her when we talked about, in our inaugural episode, Song of Achilles, tons and tons of feedback about how beautiful her voice sounds, which I'm sure she will squirt to hear more of. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Amy Lederman.
Hi. So good to be back.
So happy.
I've been begging to do this for pretty much ever since we finished our last episode.
And that, what a different time that was. It was warm. We were in short sleeve.
Wow. A time to be alive.
There was a box fan in my window.
Yeah, I lived in a different part of the country.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And now we're doing this and we're seeing each other. This is a first one where we're recording video and audio.
I just love that I am here to experience the cherry popping of every major step with this podcast. It's an honor.
Good. Well, it is an honor to have you. And this is a very exciting topic for both of us that we're going to talk about today. A topic that we have talked about for years and years throughout our friendship, a topic that has helped our friendship grow stronger and stronger, unexpectedly.
That's a little
Easter egg. But first of all, I just want to say, look at your little setup. You look so lovely.
Thank you. This is the only, probably like 4x3 section that I get sunlight, in my apartment. I live in a cave, the worst apartment. But I am utilizing my space and I'm here to perform.
Wow. She's a feminist, ladies and gentlemen. So where are you now? Where's home?
So I'm in Portland.
What's happened since I left?
I am no longer in a relationship. I'm single. Ladies, ladies, Hades. I didn't know where I was going with that one exactly. I forgot men, which is kind of, you know, typical. I'm in Portland. I just kind of have a brand new start. I got a kitten. She is absolutely everything. I got her for my pup to have a pet of her own. And yeah, it's great. I work remotely. So I just work from home and every day I go to the dog park and go to sleep reading fanfic just to prepare for this episode.
Yes. And in case you missed that, today's episode is about fanfic. So pumped about this. So pumped to talk about the different journeys we've both had with fanfic and to chat about the sort of queerness that exists in a hardcore way in all of the fanfics.
Oh, definitely.
So let's just start right off. What were you reading last night?
Okay. I have been in I go back and forth between a couple of main fanfics that I go to. But last night I was feeling a little, you know, magical, a little, you know, very, very grounded last night. And I went back to my roots, which is where I started with fanfic, and I pulled up some Harry Potter fanfic. And, you know, it's just very comforting. It's very, it's a good time. It's a good time. I started a new one a couple of days ago, and it's better than what I was listening to previously. So, you know, you can always jump around and, you know, I don't want to exactly say quality, but type of creative writing. Right. And this has been a good one, and it's a long haul. So, you know,
you love the chapters and
chapters. Oh, I do. I won't start anything unless it has at least 300,000 words.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you can search that. We'll get into that about searching and finding later. Yeah. How did you find fanfic? How did you stumble upon this? Do you remember when? Do you remember the first fanfic?
I think that I tried to explore it first when I was, you know, in my teens. I don't know if I really got all that into it because I was just reading. In our teenage years, that was when we were getting, you know, the sequels of all the huge books of, like, you know, our generation. Like, we were still getting Harry Potter. We were getting Hunger Games. We were getting Twilight, you know, all of those. I can't even remember, you know, there were just so many pivotal series of our generation. So I don't think that I necessarily needed new content, which is why I go to fanfic generally, is because, you know, once you finish a series, you're like, oh my God, I need to continue living in this world. And, you know, it's great to have movies to go off of. And, you know, sometimes there's spinoff TV shows, but sometimes you just want something that feels like, you know, I almost relate it to a dream quality where it's just very everyday, you know, you can really picture yourself in there without needing these immediate instant gratification plot points where something shorter, like a TV episode or a movie, they have to provide the whole story in an hour. And these can take, you know, months to finish reading if they're longer stories. So I really like that. It allows me to go back into the space and into the world and just, you know, exist in there for a while. And then even better, once you're done with that one, there's always more. There's always more. So, you know, it's just very comforting. Once you find like a series that you really relate to and really, you know, draw something out of you, it's great that, you know, all these people around the world are continuously providing more of that safe space for people. But I think that I really got into it. And this is like actually pretty genuine, shocking. But I think that I got into it when I hit a really depressive episode when I was about 19, 20. And honestly, it really helped me out of that depressive episode. I would just, you know, I would read fanfic, you know, day and night. I moved home to, you know, try to regulate medication and with therapy and everything. And it's just what I spent my time doing. I don't know. I don't even remember if I just like Googled like fanfiction. Probably did, because the site that I am loyal and true to is called fanfic.net. And I have the app.
Which you got me into.
Yes. Yes. That's my favorite site. There's also, you know, Wattpad, which I think is probably the OG. It's what you hear on, like, you know, Tumblr and Reddit. It's almost like a meme now, which, you know, good for them. There's a couple others as well. But I just really stick to fanfic.net. I like the searching. I like, it's the most, so I don't think that the programs themselves of like the web pages have been updated in the last probably like 15 years. They are archaic. Mm-hmm. Like the app that I have, a fanfic, think about the first app for, like, you know, the iPod Touch or like the iPhone of Facebook, you know, where it's huge blocky. It's that. It's fantastic. And I love it.
I think that's a huge common theme with all of those apps. Even like, so there's the mainstream ones, and then I will actually tell you about one that maybe you have or haven't heard about. So there's Wattpad, there's fanfic.net. And if you think of those and think of them like in the same way that like Goodreads, right? Goodreads, it looks so old too, right? And I think it's because like, well, it does exactly what it needs to do. There's been no need to progress it because you're literally just going there to search and find something to read. And that's the exact same way with another one. Queers in the audience might be familiar with this one, but nifty.org.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Okay, so that is one that you don't want to look up and search while you're nannying, nannying your kids. But it is a lot more adult, mature, and there it's a heavily queer focused.
Oh my God.
I remember being young and just like loving the stories I was reading. There's like tons of different sections you could search, and there's like celebrities and like high school and then like college and athletes, all of these things, and like a lot like the other sites, people would dedicate months and months and years continuing these stories, and you would just like sometimes it would be dull and like a new chapter would be released and there would be nothing ushy gushy mushy in it, you know.
I know,
and you'd be like, oh, and you'd have to wait like another week or a month before the next one, and you're like, all right, is this one, and you're like, can I now? And then sometimes yes, sometimes no. But oh my God, it was such a big part of my youth going to that site and like flicking it to all of these different things. Very smutty for sure.
Oh, and so for those who haven't, you know, experienced fanfic, let's explain kind of, you know, what we're not saying. Let's explain the subtext here. Mm-hmm. So at least for fanfic.net, you're able to search with a number of different, you know, qualifications for stories. But in general, let's look at the scope of how many stories there are.
Yes.
So the top, and this might be a bit common knowledge. I saw like a tweet acknowledging it the other day, and I was like, hey, they are, you know, so on topic for what we've been talking about this week. But the most common franchise,
I would say fandom. I think fandom is more, because that's what it is. But I know what you're saying.
Well, I think franchise, because there's like Glee. I mean, I'm going to go down kind of the list.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, franchise. Okay.
So the most common franchise that's written about is Harry Potter. On fanfic.net, at least, there are 839,934 stories posted.
Jesus.
The next popular one is Naruto, which has 436,519. So that's a big leap.
So about half.
That's half.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh. Shocking. So there's a lot. And that's where
that was us reacting, by the way, to Amy's brightness going way up.
The sun said, you're not, you say we don't have enough sunlight in this room. Let me give you all of it at once.
And I've never experienced Naruto. That's how you say it? Naruto?
It's anime.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's anime. I've just never watched it.
Okay. Well, fanfic and anime are my two favorite, you know, nerd topics. So yeah. I go all in it. Although I haven't really watched much of Naruto. It's not really my artistic style. But anyways, another podcast. There's so many different franchises. I mean, I can scroll for the longest time, and it just keeps, I don't even know if you can see, you just scroll and then it keeps, there's just more and more and more. And those are all different fandoms that people write about. I started with Harry Potter and then just explored my way through. But anyways, when you're searching, you can click on a fandom and then you're able to search with different, you know, topics. So you can search by language, you can search by rating, and then that's, you know, the age rating. I'm going to play a game with you in a minute and I'm going to have you guess what all these mean. But basically you can make it, you know, how clean is the writing? How appropriate is it? there's the length of the story, and they go from, you know, you can search less than 1,000 words. The highest rating is the highest search is greater than 100,000 words. I always click on that one immediately. Always click on M content. Get the mature audience in here. I know what I love. I know what I like now at this point.
Yeah, you know what you're looking for.
I do. It's like learning to masturbate. You know your body more than anything. I know what I like in fanfic. You can choose the genre and then, you know, romance, humor, drama, comedy. And then you can choose the time of last upload.
Humor or comedy?
Who's going on here to laugh?
Do they still fuck in humor and comedy?
I bet they do, but I bet it's a bit.
Yeah.
I bet it's a bit kinkier.
Where old does this go in?
I bet it's a little ironically kinky. I do not go for the comedy. I'm a rom-drom bitch. There's the public. You can search by published date, update date. So if they are posting, you know, regularly, and then you can search by most favorites, most follows. In general, I don't trust this sorting feature because, you know, I will just download a story if I like it. I'm not, you know, I have an account and I downloaded it. I made an account literally one time I was high and just needed to profess my love to my favorite writer. But, you know, I'll get into the community aspect in a bit. But you could also search whether stories are still in progress, currently being uploaded, or if they're already completed. You can do crossovers. You can choose the characters that you want this to be about, like if there's pairings or something. And then you can choose the world. And the world would be, you know, just as an easy example for Harry Potter, you could search like post Hogwarts, which would be like epilogue after Cursed Child. Oh. You could do like in Hogwarts, which would be like, you know, current, you know, Harry Potter, you know, all that. You can choose Marauders, mm-hmm. Next Generation, pre-Hogwarts movies, Founders, which who's like searching? I need some Helga Hufflepuff fanfic. Give me that smut of Helga Hufflepuff.
Helga Hufflepuff's Diva Cup.
Ooh, I'm going to search it. I bet it's out there. Rule 34,
the
isn't
Diva
it?
Cup of Helga Hufflepuff. the eighth Horcrux.
Oh God, I love it. I'll write that one. I'll write that if it's not out
okay,
there yet.
Thank you. Please do. Yeah.
And then you can just search like, you know, the genre. You can get it very specific. When I have pretty specific searching terms that I just, you know, mm-hmm. I know what kind of stories I've tried them all, but even when I get as specific as I am, there's still thousands and thousands of stories available.
And you recently started reading Mortal Instrument fanfic, right?
And what's exciting about that is, so in general, I think to really explain why I love the Mortal Instruments fanfic, you'd have to kind of first know the community of fanfic. And the community of fanfic, mm-hmm. I have found, first off, they're millennials. The people who started fanfic, they're millennials, which might be why they don't update these pages, because we're still using them. We still know how to. But it is such a queer focused community just in concept because, you know, people fall in love with these stories, but they want to be able to write their own aspects of it. They want to be able to make it more relatable to them. It's truly, you know.
Yeah, we want to like see, they want to, me personally too, like see yourself, you
exactly.
know. I want to see a Harry that is lustful for Malfoy.
Oh, you everyone know? Does.
I want to see what happens if Cedric and Harry were in the prefix tub at the same time with their eggs.
I want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
So I wouldn't say a majority because I can't say that. I haven't read a majority of fanfic because there's so many.
You haven't read the 800,000 Harry
Potter.
Only
of Harry Potter. And then, you know, the millions of others. A lot of fanfic is queer in nature, or they have queer pairings. In general, they do like to stick to, well, there's a couple different kinds. There's canon, which means that.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's like go over the important term.
Yes. So canon, I'm going to make you do a little test, a little pop quiz to see how much of the lingo you know. But in general, just the basics. Canon means that it follows the original author's storyline in characters, in personality, in world. It's basically, it's a spinoff, but it's accurate to the original work.
Right.
So people do like to stick to that because, like I said previously, you know, it just gives you the chance to relive in the world, but they do like to put spins to it. So they'll pair up different characters. Harry and Malfoy are a huge pairing and always have been. I mean, you can find like fan art anywhere.
Dreary.
Yeah, that's that dreary thick.
Yeah.
But Mortal Instruments is a book series that it's, God, I think it's old. Do you know what year it came out?
I don't know what year, but I do know the year that the movie came out. Demi Lovato had a song in it.
Skyscraper, I mean, right?
I love that song.
No,
no,
different one?
It's like da 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 da.
Sing it for us.
Da, da. Oh my God. That was it. That was okay. It. I used to play it all the time. Oh, it was so good. The movie was, oh, I read the book before I saw the movie. So actually,
okay, it's old.
So my,
I just looked it up.
How old? 90s old?
No, 90s? The first book was released in 2007. And the last one of the main series was 2014. And then she has a lot of spinoffs.
So the first book,
City of Bones.
City of Bones laid eyes on it. So when my stepdad was first diagnosed with cancer and was going through his treatments, my mom got him a book and it was that book. And I saw it at the house so often afterwards. And finally I took it and read it. And I was like, oh shit, I like this a lot, especially because there is, I think his name is Alex.
Alec.
The queer Alec.
E-C.
Yes. The queer guy. Yeah. And I remember reading it like, whoa, this is the first time I've read like a fantasy book in sort of a magical world where there's like magic and powers that there's like a queer character. And I'm like reading it. I'm like, oh my God, are people like burning this book? Is this book allowed in schools? Like what's happening?
Yeah, honestly, we need to do an episode just about Mortal Instruments because there's so much to unpack there. Yes, it's canonly queer. One of the main characters, the second main male character, is queer. And that's like his whole character arc is about discovering himself. And, you know, it's so beautiful because it's completely accepted. And it's so, you know, there's no ounce of homophobia in that book. And it just works. It's perfect. And that's how they all should be. But that's such an incredible, you know, fandom to look up in fanfic because everyone can run with that. And, you know, you don't have to break canon to write queer fanfic about it because it's already given to you. You don't have to change the characters that people fall in love with in the original works because they're already written that way. And there's so much hot, steamy fanfic of Alec and Magnus is his boyfriend's name.
Oh, I forgot Magnus. Yeah. Yes.
You're very much a Magnus. You know, that warlock, the pronouns are he, him for Magnus, but very gender fluid as well. The way that they describe him. So, you know,
he's a he, they.
Is it he, they?
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, honestly,
probably
now. I mean, in 2007, when it was, you know, presented. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think pronouns were as acknowledged.
Pronouns weren't invented by yet.
Not pronouns at all. No, we just use
not
names.
Yet. No.
But I mean, now definitely would be probably a they, them. So it's just really incredible reading this content. You know, the author already gives you so much. And those are by Cassandra Clare, The Mortal Instruments. Honestly, I really recommend looking up the series if you like fantasy and, you know, kind of young adult fantasy, which is my favorite genre. Also, probably why I love
young adult and new adult. New adult, I think we kind of talked about it before too, is like my now more go-to thing because new adult usually means a little more naughty in the chapters.
In the early 2000s, there wasn't really a distinction, you know, ratings were a lot more lax.
Right.
So I would call this new adult. I mean, they acknowledge the characters like wanting to lose their virginity to each other. So I wouldn't really, you know, I would call it a bit more new adult. It's not, you know, I'm a grown ass woman and it's still, you know, kind of it sparks. It's hot. Yeah, but I've been listening to those. In general, though, it's really funny when you listen to fanfic, though, because you can kind of tell the difference between writers. So just to recap the community, these people have been dedicated to fanfic for a long time. And it's so interesting to read the author's notes. And I describe the author's notes at the beginning of every chapter as when you go on Pinterest to find a recipe and they tell you their life story before you have to scroll all the way down to the recipe. That's kind of what the author's notes are. It's not annoying because the community is so tight-knit and supportive that they respond to all the comments. They ask all the time, you know, rate and review us, you know, and people, if you scroll through the reviews, people will comment after every chapter, their, you know, their thoughts, their feelings, their, all of it. I bet it's so supportive as a writer to have, you know, this community of very involved readers, but also it's fun as a reader because most of the authors, you know, are going to acknowledge you back. So it's very much a give and take. And it's funny reading fanfic though, because you can kind of tell the age or experience level of a writer. You know, my favorite story is my favorite fanfic I've ever read is called An Unexpected Attraction. It's a Harry Potter one. It's queer as well, but canonly. And surprisingly, I know, Zeke, you haven't finished it. You haven't gotten to the queer aspect yet, but it plays so well. And honestly,
and I'm like 50 chapters in, still waiting for the queer.
It took me 2 years to finish reading. And I think that the author wrote it for, God, I want to say like 7 or 8 years. They were writing it.
They were like freshmen in high school when they started,
and then
or something
like a full blown adult at the end. Yeah. And as far as I've seen, it's the longest Harry Potter fanfic word count wise, that is posted. And I just checked the other day cause I was looking for another long one and
Ayo.
As we all are. And yeah, it just stood out by so much. I think it has like 500,000 words and that's huge.
Wow. Yeah.
If you're for the longer ones, the greater than 100K words, an average is about 250. Sometimes they go to 300, but in general, those are the very long ones. This one was just, God, on another level.
And so good. So well written.
The best writing. Honestly, my favorite author. Not like, forget about fanfic. The most incredibly talented writer. So incredible. So incredible. Yeah. And
the details and the like the level of listening that this author
the level of
did
emotional
to
awareness
the original work.
And the difference in characters. Yeah. I mean, the different, none of them were copied, like carbon copies of each other.
Right.
And there's so many characters.
This story takes place. It basically is following the Marauders while they're in their last year at Hogwarts.
Yes, and the Marauders, if you aren't familiar, are like Harry Potter's parents. So James, Sirius, Lupin, and Peter. Remus.
Yeah.
Sorry. Those are the Marauders in canon, they're called. Yeah. And it's a huge, you know, subthread of fanfic. Everyone loves to go into that because, you know, it hasn't really been touched in. You know, the detail, right. You know,
and
the general
it's
of the characters.
About the, like, that first wizard, like the first time Voldemort rose to
the
power,
first wizarding war,
and you're watching it, well, you're reading it happen right in front of you, and it's so canon, and everything is so spot on, and they're saying things that you already know, and explaining on things that you wish would have been explained further in like the books or the movies, and it is truly, it's so good.
And one
so
thing
good.
That I do want to mention, is that, you know, obviously. JKR is vile in how she's come out with these disgustingly transphobic views and opinions. And it's really ruined Harry Potter justifiably for so many people. What I love about fanfic is that you're able to still explore the world. If the Harry Potter world has touched you in a way as, you know, it really got me through my depressive episodes. I took those books to the psych ward on the, you know, suicide floor. They really will forever hold such an important spot in my life in the darkest time. And I don't even really, I wouldn't even thank JKR for that though, because, you know, you can read the books over and over and over, and I do, and I love them, but it's the world that I love. And I think that I love the world so much more because I've really gotten into the fanfic, and I know so much, I know so much more that I hold to be true about the world of Harry Potter. And it's in part, thanks to, it's greatly in part, thanks to these writers who majorly are queer, yeah, or, you know, yeah, not, you know, they're getting bullied for something one way or another. You just have to assume,
right?
You know, we all, yeah, we've all been there. The coolest people are, yeah, bullied. But this writer of Unexpected Attraction, she came back, you know, she finished the story in 2018, I believe. I read the last chapter on the elliptical at the gym and I cried. I openly bawled. And it was just magnificent. And she came on, you know, whenever it first came out, the JKR was like a huge turf. And she wrote an author's note at the start of the story and said, you know, hey, I just want to come out and say basically what we're saying. These stories meant so much to us growing up. But she said, I cannot leave this huge work of mine that took almost a decade of my life that I devoted to, you know, and not acknowledge that I do not stand for what she's saying. And this writer, you know, I appreciate that. And I think that it just goes to show that, you know, the community of fanfic is very accepting of sissies and fursome. Give us your thoughts. The community is very accepting, yeah, and very queer themselves. So it feels very safe. And I think that it feels safe for a lot of, you know, young queer kids who are looking for that, you know, outlet, looking to explore and trying to get excited. You know, we, like, when I was a little, you know, tween reading all these romance novels that you pick up at like the grocery store that are like so filthy and hot. And like, you know, tween me was just like, oh my God, this is so, so exciting. Butterflies. Queer kids don't get that. So, you know, those aren't just, you know, at the checkout line. But for fanfic, they are. And I think that it's very similar. You know, it allows them to explore and to get excited in a very healthy, normal, you know, genuine way. And I love that that's available. I love that fanfic can be, you know, something that's goofed about and, you know, joked about snidely. But in general, have you ever met anyone who's like admitted to reading fanfic that has had anything less than like absolute adoration for it?
No,
I don't. I've met people that I've been like, you know, been like, wow, you're a really cool person, you know, and they, if it comes up, you know, eventually in our friendship, that like fanfic, it's like, oh my God, you read it too? You know, it's exciting. I think that, yeah, a lot more people do, you know, dabble in the fanfic than admit it. And let's break that stigma.
Yeah, I think it's, we've been hitting on it the whole time, but like that additional world building, I think as creative people, and then separately for like queer people who spend their life not being able to express themselves personally or creatively or how they want to express themselves, being able to read work by someone else who maybe isn't able to, being able to read and go to a place where you can escape and live in a world that like is comfortable for you and that you're safe in, and that you are reading about a character that looks and acts and is like you, like that is just so, so powerful. And I think something kind of going back to the whole JKR thing, and I hope we're not getting dragged for our takes on this, but whatever, I think it is what it is. But for me,
I want to say if the Harry Potter is really not doing it for you, that is completely fine. There's so much more fanfic. Yeah. So
right. Don't for click me, on that one. my my Harry Potter, the world that she claims she exists in is not the Wizarding World that I read. And I think something that's really cool and a part of the magic is every single person who reads or that reads any of that work, even outside of fanfic, like the original seven, right? Anyone who reads that is creating their own Wizarding World based on their own experiences, right? If you identify a certain way and you like the Harry Potter books, right? For me, I'm reading the books like, wow, there are like, in my head, I'm like, I wonder what like the queer kids are doing at Hogwarts, you know? Like, I wonder what like the Gryffindor common room on the floor where there's like two gays like playing footsie and like sneaking into each other's dorms, you know? And like, does the castle know, does the pink lady roll her eyes whenever the Walk of Shame boy comes back from the Slytherin common room, you know? And
like,
that's for me. Yeah. For me, that's Harry Potter. I'm like, okay, there's a totally a gay couple with their two baby kids that they procured by magic at the Wizarding World Cup in one of those giant tents, you know, like for me, that's the world. And for, it doesn't change my Harry Potter when someone says, I don't agree with this, I don't believe in this. It's like, oh, babe, you're too late. I spent 20 years where in my mind, this was already happening. There were like trans house elves and stuff like this, you know, like you can't now say, no, there wasn't. No, there wasn't. And it's like, because yes, there was. And I'm not going to delete that. And I'm choosing to keep those things to be true. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think, and I mean, fanfic gives you that possibility to both write it yourself, which I am nowhere near talented enough to write my own fanfic.
I don't have the time. I would love to.
Yeah. But also to read it. You can find others who do. And some really incredible writers. It's funny though, I was reading, so a lot of fanfic does get pretty, pretty sexy, you know, everyone loves that. But it's so funny because you can tell the difference. I swear some fanfic writers are, they have to be like, they get laid, they get absolutely railed and they are so, they, some, like, I am 26 years old and I have more sexual partners than my age, but sometimes I'll read a fanfic that will make me blush, absolutely make me blush. And I'll be like, oh my goodness. And they're incredible. They're incredible writers.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll read a fanfic and the only sexual experience these writers have had is reading those other fanfics. They have no idea how it works. They have no idea how sex works, and they have no idea of concept of time and sex either, which is so funny. Yeah. When they say like,
in the prime of Tumblr, in the prime of Tumblr, for me, I unashamedly, I'll admit it. Whatever it is, it happened. I would look up 1D smut and search the tags
you
for
1D. You can't build up this shameful admittance when everyone else did it too.
Not everyone that listens did that, but everyone that is choosing to listen to a fanfic podcast episode, 100%.
We hear you.
Read about Larry and read about Zane and Harry. And oh my, like, yeah, I knew all of the couple pairing names and would search the hashtags and just like read. And then, but then sometimes you get some and I'd be like, I'm going to read this. It's like a little girl at a concert. And she's like, I'm wearing this, I'm wearing whatever. And I'm standing at the front and he locks eyes with me and he asked me to come backstage. And then like, she starts telling about a not like even sexual experience. And I'm just like, and the words that they're using.
Okay. The words, and
when it says like his penis was pressed against his jeans.
So let me tell you,
I could see it.
Let me tell you, this is the story I've been dying to tell you for days now, waiting to record this.
Oh my God.
And I hope lives up as I tell it, as it did, you know, festering in my mind for the past 4 days.
Okay.
But I was listening. So also what I like to do is fanfic, the app has, it will read it out loud for you, like an audiobook, and it's that robot voice. So if there's any grammatical errors or you know, spelling errors, it butchers it. But after you listen for a while, you just kind of get in the rhythm. I listen while I'm walking all the time. And so I was listening to Mortal Instruments fanfic, and something so funny about The words. So the words you mentioned, the words that they use, very common in the, I would say, less experienced writing. Penises are always called my length, my shaft.
Yes.
My hardness. And
his member.
Yes. And vaginas are called her center, her burning warmth, you know, the wetness between her legs. And I'm like, I've had a lot of sex, but I've never been like, you know, drenched. Am I doing it wrong? Are people doing it wrong to me?
You mean you're not walking down the street with a snail trail behind you?
This is the story. This is it. So I'm walking past a patio. It's beautiful out in Portland. Right now, everyone is out all the time at all the patios. And I'm walking past one and the audio is so Clary and Jace in Mortal Instruments just had sex for the first time. It was, they're like, we did it for hours. And I'm like, no, you did not. You did not have sex for hours. You do not know how awful that sounds. but they said they referred to the semen as his juices. And I gagged so audibly walking that a guy on the patio flinched as if I was throwing up at his feet. And it was so embarrassing because I just had my little AirPods in, my hair over. You can't tell what I'm doing. And I just do this big, and this guy's like, oh God.
No.
I turned the corner and walked home. I could not.
Oh my God.
Not handle it.
Juices.
It's so cringy. Sometimes some of the stories are so cringy. So you really have to, some people also don't know how to write bios of the stories. Cause it'll give you, you know, all the details when you're scrolling through choosing a story, it'll give you the details. And then it gives you like a little back cover synopsis bio that they get to write. Some people just don't know how to write them. So you just have to test out a few chapters. And you can tell when, you know, when they're going to call it his shaft, his length, his girth, the juices. No. And those are the ones that I just calmly back out of and go back to the search because, you know, there's a time and place, but it's not in public. I'll tell you, it's not in public. Let's do a little game.
Let's take a break and then we'll come back from the break and we're going to play a little game. All right. We'll be back. Okay. And we are back in the studio with Amy Lederman. We are going to do a little quiz. She's got a little quiz for us. I'm excited for this. Amy, tell us about the quiz.
Okay. So in fanfic, there's lingo that if you know it, you know it. If you don't know it, it's nearly impossible to figure it out unless you're Googling it. So I'm going to see what you know, just in your experience. Listeners, you can see what you know, and then you can see, you know, what you need to learn if you really want to get to the good fanfic. Okay, so we already described canon, which is the original author's intent, characters, storyline, plotline. So a fanon is also sometimes referred to as a headcanon. And that is what you choose, the reader or the writer of fanfic. When I speak of authors, now I'm not going to acknowledge, you know, the OG legitimate published author. We're talking about the authors that deserve the recognition, fanfic authors. So a headcanon or a fanon is what you kind of hold to be true in all of this. And it's usually the most popular options aside from canon. You'll find headcanons to be very revered and
revered.
Just, you know, followed. What'd you say?
Revered.
Revered. Yeah. Even better. okay. Do you know what shipping means?
Yeah. Shipping is when that's like, when you take two characters and you want them to be together.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Shipping. Like when there's something called
Harry
ship
and Draco.
Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's when you like them together.
Yeah.
Ship wars are when it's very much like, think about Team Edward, Team Jacob, when people really just go all out.
Yeah.
Live, die for their shipping. Ship wars are when, you know, they clash and that's exciting. Okay. What is OTP?
One true pair.
Yes.
That's okay. That's like, that's your headcanon, your ship. You won't like, that's the one that you want to be. You want that to happen.
Okay. Yes. Perfect. All right. What is,
this is so fun.
A-N.
A-N?
Yes.
Give me a hint.
Okay. So this, I already kind of, talked about this. It's at the beginning of the chapters.
Author's notes. Yes. Okay.
It's the author's notes. Lots of times they'll recap what
the last chapter
was a common theme in the reviews of the previous chapter. Sometimes they'll give song recommendations for like what inspired them writing this chapter, which I think
that
is really fun. Yeah. Some people get super into their author's notes. They'll tell you a little bit of research that they did. If you know any of the plot points are somewhat, you know, historically fiction, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So author's notes can be really cool. They can also be, you know, very genuinely cringy and like, you know, it just warms your heart when they talk kind of, and I guess this would, you'd have to look at the published date, but sometimes they're very much in that like rawr means I love you kind of. Yeah. That's the exact sound when you read them, when they're very, you know, weird to be cool, but you know what? I love your story, so I can't judge. Okay. So what is a slash?
Oh, I used to know this. Oh, I don't know.
Okay. So slash is the subgenre of fanfic, which involves male-male pairings.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So if you want to find that homoerotic fanfic, look
and
for the
slash.
We do. Of course we do. All right. And then fem slash is when it's girl.
Two ladies.
Yes. Ooh. Okay. What is OC?
Original character. Okay.
Sometimes authors will, they like to write themselves into the story is how I just see it.
Yeah.
They add an original character into the story and oftentimes it's a love interest. And when you read them, you know, you can tell that this person is just describing how they want to describe themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool. I personally don't like reading original character stories because I just want to live in the canon. I'm very much a live hard, die fast canon person. what is AU?
AU. Author unknown.
I think they use that sometimes, but in general, it's used as alternative universe.
So
that is, and this is probably the most common tag.
Yeah.
Most fanfic, if it's not exactly canon, it's always alternative universe.
Right.
And so that would mean if you take Harry Potter characters and you put them in like the real world, you know, Harry's an investor. Hermione is, you know, working on Wall Street, you know, that kind of shit. You put it into a different world than they're in.
Okay.
I also never read AU because canon all the way. What is, so there's crossover fix. I guess you can just know crossing over different, different franchises. So WIP.
What a pit. Give me a hint.
I don't think you'll get this one.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Okay,
you don't
I'll give you a hint.
Me. You don't believe in me.
Okay. It's so authors will label this story at one point and then it can lose this label.
Oh, work in progress.
Yes.
Of course.
So
I get that.
they'll do that. You know, if they're still continuing the story, then people know that, you know, they have something to look forward to. It's very exciting. Okay. What is MPreg?
Say it again. Oh, it's when the boy gets pregnant.
Yeah. I told you about this one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Mortal Instrument, Alec and Magnus MPreg, which means male pregnancy.
Wow. How do they have a C-section or do they poop out the baby?
I haven't gotten to the delivery aspects of MPreg thick yet.
I'm very excited.
I'll tell you, they're made the same way you'd biologically make a baby.
There you go. Not in the butt.
Yeah. Okay. this one is like popular in day-to-day conversations, but queer baiting.
Oh yeah. When it's like two characters that aren't, or when it's like a story that's not queer, but it is like giving off queer vibes. When the straight winks at the other boy and, but they're straight and yeah. It's hot and you want it, but you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
It's tragic. Jake Gyllenhaal and Tom Holland. Is that who it is? Is that
Shawn Mendes?
No, it's everything Sean. It's everything Charlie Puth does.
Oh yes.
Ugh. Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa. I love that. Yeah. Me too.
Okay. What is a one shot?
One shot. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow this opportunity. I don't know. One shot. I don't know. They sit down and type it all the way through without stopping.
Yeah. Basically.
Oh.
I guess a bit more technically, it's a story that they do usually write it all before they post. You don't need any other like prereq reading materials. Mm. You can fully understand the story with just that, not going off anything else.
Okay.
Okay. What is OOC?
OOC. Out of context.
Out of character.
Out of character. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
So that's
yes,
like... Yes. That's like, you know, breaking character. Yes. And then I see this in character.
Facebook groups where you're like yeah. A Facebook group where everyone pretends to be a boomer. And then you can reply OOC to be like, haha, that was funny. Nice one.
Yeah. I'm in a bad advice Facebook group and it's all OOC and IC just for legal purposes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. I'm trying to think. Those are the ones that I wrote down. In general, you kind of just get the... You get the vibe when you're reading, kind of
vibe.
Yeah.
No, I think that was good. That was fun.
Now you know how to search all by yourself.
There we go. Yeah. And for a refresher for the listeners, Wattpad, fanfic.net, what are the other places? There are other spots. Tumblr, yeah, you can still search on the Tumblr. There are Facebook groups. There's like fanficky Facebook group and like shipping Facebook groups. We are in a Avatar Last Airbender Facebook group.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, just really fast. Another one that I couldn't remember earlier is called archiveofourown.org.
Okay.
I think it's pretty old as well. I also have an account there, but
amazing.
I'm loyal.
Great. Yeah.
But yeah, Avatar Last Airbender. There's Facebook groups of, you know, very queer focused fanfic, basically, yeah, of those characters. And that is a very strong headcanon, is that they see lots of those characters a very specific way that's not, you know, in the TV show or yeah, in the manga, but they fully believe it. And so a common one is that Sokka is trans. That is a very common, you know, it's Sokka is trans a lot of times and Zuko is trans. And see, they really back that up with.
Even like watching it, I was always like, Zuko is queer for sure.
Oh, Zuko's definitely queer.
And like everyone feels that way. It's crazy. It's so cool.
Yeah. So and they like, love to pair so Zuko many people, and Sokka together.
Yeah. That there's so many people in like these Facebook groups that just like also agree and no one in there is fighting saying like, ew, that's disgusting. No, everyone's like, ha, fuck yeah.
Yeah. If they're arguing it, you're just in a shitty group. Go find the good ones. Cause I promise you they're out there.
Yeah.
That love this queer spin, really respected and accepted headcanon of these queer characters.
And Amy can help you find any of those. Speaking of Amy, where can listeners find you?
Oh my goodness. Portland. No, I'm joking. you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Honest Ames, HONESTAMES. Yeah.
You can also find her on the Gay Spoiler team as our talent coordinator. So Amy actually helps us communicate and book guests and future guests for the podcast. And we love that. It's very fun to work with her and it is so fun to record with her, especially about something we love like fanfic and then even back to Song of Achilles. So she'd be, I'm sure, more than happy to answer any and all of your fanfic questions.
Oh, give you definitely. All the links, or even just to about. Even yeah, just to talk about, like, tell me your favorite fanfic and I will talk forever.
I'm gonna put,
yeah, tell us this as well.
If you're listening on Spotify, I'll put the question, who do you ship? And I want you to comment and leave your dream shipping pairs. Doesn't have to be canon, can be whatever you want. I want to see these because I also want to go search the hashtag and look up fanfic. Oh my God, how did we not even talk about Song of Achilles fanfic and fan art? Oh my, because I guess because, like, truly it's already there. Fanfic is just like more of them hooking up and sexy pics.
You know
them.
What? I haven't even looked up Song of Achilles fanfic.
Me either.
Well, I've looked up a lot of fan art because
we do
so
a lot of
beautiful.
Fan art, which I think
I have, like, merch. I have Song of Achilles merch.
I do too. I have that sweater. I have the
yeah.
I have so much stuff and, like, that giant pen. Oh God, I love fandoms. I love fandoms.
I know. I love fandoms so much too, and it's so, you know, the popular fandoms are 1D is always popular.
Yeah.
BTS.
Yeah.
Very popular, but I don't really get into, you know, I'm not into bands. You know, so I'm not scrolling through that fanfic.
Yeah.
Other popular ones are Twilight. And they will do sometimes queer, where it's Bella and Alice, and those are exciting.
Oh, Alice is the one with the short, choppy white hair.
Yes. Alice.
Or dark hair. She just has a short, choppy hair.
Yeah.
There's a girl on Instagram.
Ashley Green plays her.
Have I sent you that girl on Instagram, or maybe you sent me her?
Oh, I sent you her. Yeah. She cosplays Alice and looks identical to her.
It's crazy.
Yeah, if you're listening, Alice cosplayer, I'm a huge fan.
Yes.
You're very hot.
Real quick before we wrap up, because I know, Amy, you've got
to
go. We didn't even hit on the Harry Potter fanfic podcast.
Okay. Let's do a little shout out to, was this what got me into fanfic in general?
I think it was. Yes.
Okay. So this is probably what got us into fanfic is that I found this podcast called Fangasms, and it's on Spotify and, you know, probably everything else that, you know, does podcasts, but it started as three friends in Chicago, hilariously funny friends that would read Harry Potter fan fiction out loud on the podcast. And it was so funny. It was so cringy. And they would find, like, we didn't even talk Sikh, smut. I just assumed we all knew what smut was.
Yeah.
But smut is sexy. Smut is sexy. And then lemons, when it says that it has lemons or lemonade, that means it describes the sex. So that is very mature content. Always look for that lemonade. Anyway, so they would read, like, this filthy, hilarious Harry Potter fanfic, and it was just such a funny podcast. And then they would rate it, and, you know, then it evolved after a couple seasons of just Harry Potter fanfic. It evolved to just fanfic in general. So I would highly, highly recommend their podcast, Fangasm.
I think they're on season 20 now, which is insane.
Good for them. Honestly, they deserve it. They're so funny, and they're from Chicago. And yeah, I mean, I think they do, like, meetups and stuff too. They do, like, you know, little live shows and stuff. It's so funny. But yeah, fanfic is such a huge, you know, literature industry that is free.
Right.
And just, you know, really creative people are devoting so much time and effort into creating these stories for us. And I wish all the time that I could find out how to contact my favorite author.
Yeah.
If you wrote Unexpected Attraction, please reach out, because I might propose marriage, honestly.
These
authors,
like,
are so great.
Yeah. Thank you to all fanfic writers, because I know probably so many of you are just doing it for yourself to express yourself and kind of what you want and what you want to see and what you want to read. But, like, being able to see and read and feel those things in these worlds that we are obsessed with and, like, have fallen in love with and been a part of our lives forever it's been like a huge part of me and my identity, like, as I've grown up and, like, as I've matured and, like, even now as an adult, like, I'll still go and find and read stuff, you know? So
Special, and that's a common, you. That's a common thing. And when you read the reviews, sometimes when a story is called abandoned, when someone just, when they stop updating, when they, mm-hmm. when the story is incomplete, but they just disappear. One of the fanfics that I was reading a week or two ago, people still comment and write reviews and say, like, you'll probably never come back to this. It's been years, but like, I just want to let you know, this got me through a really tough time. I go back and I reread it. It's so common. I have chills, literally. Like, these stories do really cool. touch people.
Yeah.
They really are very impactful, especially in, you know, series, movies, you know, fandoms where there isn't as much acceptance as these fanfic stories offer.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you write fanfic, honestly, thank you. You are doing such a service to so many people that you may never even realize. But I think it's incredible. I think yeah. it's incredible.
Well, Amy, this has been so fun. Always so happy to talk to you and to see you. Listeners, don't forget, if you would like to see the video content, give us a follow on patreon.com/gayspoiler. Please like, rate, and subscribe to us on any place that you listen to podcasts. Leaving us a review really, really helps. So I would really appreciate it if you make it this far, leave us a little review. I love making this content. I love making this podcast. It really brings me so much joy. It makes my therapist happy when I make these episodes because it makes me so happy. So let's continue to do that. I'm going to be better about it. I promise. This is something that's important to me.
And on that, if you feel like you would like to discuss a queer topic with us, please reach out. You can do so on any of our socials. Just give us a little DM, or you can email me at Amy, which is spelled A-M-I-E, at gayspoilers.com.
And gay spoiler, no talk. S, singular, ooh. gayspoiler.com. Or you can reach out to me, Zeke, at gayspoiler.com, or give us a DM on any of our platforms. We love the support. There's going to be a lot more content. We're going to be doing more little reels, more quick little contents to provide you with, maybe even quick little one-on-one videos as we react or respond to like pop culture or things happening around the world or other big things in queer news.
Yeah, we'll give you a one shot.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been great. We will chat soon, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.